Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
DE365, a place where you're going to get a piece of music content every single day. I'm your host, FIFO247, here with Kenneth B. Inge. And today we are talking about Red Veil, Learn to Swim. Ken, recently Sonny had brought this to our attention where we reacted to Red Veil.
Mm-hmm.
And during the reaction, I said, hey, we're going to put this man on the docket ASAP. Because I want to say the one that he played for us was called PG Baby. And we definitely liked it. Mm-hmm. So I was like, okay, yeah, we definitely got to give that man some love. Before we get into the report card portion, Ken, this came out April 20th, 2022. So this does have a couple of years on it. You know what I'm saying? So it's definitely 2 years old. However, the features on this are... Let me see. We have, I can't say that damn name on shoulder.
McDillowit.
Yes. And then what is that?
I can't even see that one.
Yeah. So we got two on that song of shoulder. We got Sam Truth. And we also have Fly Anakin in Overcast. Ken, I'm going to start this one off. Give me an A on the features.
Okay.
Give me an A on the features.
I fucks with Fly Anakin. But yeah, I'm going to be on the features.
Okay. When it comes to the production, give me an A on the production, Ken. It's extremely layered. It's the type of production I like. And he takes you a lot of different places with the production. Mm-hmm. So I really like it. A for me.
B plus for me.
Okay. The rap and singing. Give me B plus A minus.
Okay.
What about you?
I'm gonna go B.
Okay.
I'm gonna go B.
Okay. Overall, what are you giving it?
I thought this was solid. Overall, I'm sitting at a B on it.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'm at a B plus A minus.
Okay.
I'm at a B plus A minus. I really like Red Veil, Ken. He is, first of all, he don't sound like a PG County type nigga.
Mm-mm.
You know, and obviously we're skewed a little bit because we love Primo so much. And I know PG County is not it's not a safe place. You know, there's a lot of basketball talent there. KD is from there. So I'm not saying that I know PG County like the back of my hand, but I've been given a glimpse of PG County through a lot of different aspects. And he doesn't sound like it aesthetically, but the hardship and the peeling back of the layers and the wisdom that he's gained from living there, you definitely could tell that he grew up in a very inner city type of place. Like it wasn't easy peasy. You know, he had to grow up real quick. And he gives you a lot of those glimpses on this. The reason why I gave the production an A, Ken, is because I feel like he gives you like a lot of that, you know, newer age, soulful type of shit, but then he gives you like some happier type of stuff with like tracks like Sky, you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Just uplifting sound. And I just love what he does. Ken, and the other reason why I gave him a B plus A minus on the rapping is because the greatest rappers, or at least the rappers that I really, really enjoy, it's effortless for him.
Mm-hmm.
And he's an effortless rapper. He's not trying hard. It just music exudes from him. You know what I'm saying? And I know that he has, I think, two other projects, if I'm not mistaken. Hold on, let me see real quick. I know he has a couple of other projects, but he doesn't have, he has two other projects. One that came out in 2019, one that came out in 2020, this one in 2022. So I'm interested to see like where he even started, because he sounds very polished, but with room to grow. You know what I'm saying? He sounds like he is ready to be signed by a major label right now.
And he should be. He was 18 when he dropped this. And this reminds me very much of back in my day when we used to have rappers that were young like this that sounds very mature because of, you know, probably how they grew up and stuff like that. I do remember when we did the reaction, walking away, I was like, oh yeah, I really like that guy. Mm-hmm. And when I listened to this, I didn't run away from that feeling. Mm-hmm. But I didn't get anything extra at it. I almost feel like we came close to hearing the best song.
The best that he had to offer.
That was the issue that I had. Mm-hmm. I agree with you. Definitely polished, definitely can rap. I like the style of music he makes. Mm-hmm. I like the type of production he goes over. I think the production is really good. Mm-hmm. I did have an issue with the last two track, Mars and Working On It.
Why?
I didn't care for those. Mars, I don't think I like the way his voice sounded on that one. I don't know if I definitely didn't like the hook on Working On It. Yeah, with that singing type thing. But that came right after Automatic, which is a really good record. I was like, that's dope. Shoulders really fucking good. You know, we already talked about really PG good. Baby.
I don't know who the singer is, but damn, boy, she could blow. She was dope on that.
Yep. So, but it was just like, I definitely want to listen to more. And it was good to see other joints on here. Mm-hmm. But I was like, is this it? I think he's worth signing. Mm-hmm. I think he's worth signing, developing, and, you know, polishing off what maybe some rough edges here and there. But he definitely sounds like there's a lot of raw talent here.
Yeah.
Yeah. 100%. That needs like 100%. The right nurturing from the right producer, somebody that's been in the game for a minute. You know, I know we throw the name around a lot, but he is like that guy, and that's Alchemist. Mm. You know, he can come in and be like, you can do it this way. I can give you this beat. So he can kind of, he'll be a guy that can really mentor him, you know, in his game. But he's good though. Yeah. He's good though. I like him. I like him a lot.
You know who he reminds me of? Not because of stylistically, but just where they are in terms of talent level at the age that they're at. And I think this person I'm going to mention was just a little bit ahead. And it just might be biased. I'm not trying to be biased, but it just may be because I enjoy that style of music. Is Isaiah Rashad. He reminds me of Isaiah Rashad. Like when I first heard him, I'm like, how old is he? He's this good? Like you know what I'm saying? It's good question marks. You know what I'm saying? Like that's what I took away from Redville on this particular project. I'm also interested to see, Ken, like those two previous projects, because this feels like it's hard as hell to start where he's at on this project. But if there is growth, and, you know, obviously he's taken 2 years since he's dropped the project, I'm interested to see if he drops one this year and where does he go from here? Because there is, I think, a lot of room for him to grow, which isn't a bad thing. Not saying, you trash or whatever. No, like you are damn good. Like even if you don't grow, you know, like you're really good. I just don't know how known you'll become, but he's really, 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 really good, Ken. And I'm really interested to see where he goes, because I think the production can get not necessarily more intricate, but can he work with a producer to pull even more out of him? Like you said, with Alchemist.
Yeah,
you
know he's definitely in the comfort zone on this one.
Yes. Yeah. Yes. 100%.
You know, makes sense. Mm-hmm. You know, because
you're ascending.
Yeah. Yeah, I get it. But, you know, like I could easily hear him on Dreamville.
He sounds like a Dreamville artist. Yep. 100%.
Yep. I can easily 100%. Hear him on that. I think Ascending is right because he made it across our radar through Sonny. Mm-hmm. So that means he's bubbling up. Mm-hmm. And now we're talking about him. Mm-hmm. So people are passing his music around. I don't know if I would. I don't know if this would be the one that I would share or recommend to somebody. Mm-hmm. But I'll be like, you know what? He's on my radar.
Yeah.
And I'm going to get him a watch. And maybe if we had like a super chat question, who's the guy that you guys are listening to? Hey, man, this is guy Redfield that I came across. And he got a lot of potential. He could be up next. So I'm kind of watching him.
Yeah.
But I wouldn't hand this off to anybody yet.
I would share it.
Okay.
I would share. I would send it to producers that I know. You know what I'm saying? I would definitely send it to producers that I know. And I would send it to the hip hop cats that I know that always ask me, hey, who's new? Mm. Who's this? Who's that? I would send him. I'd be like, hey, look, this dude, he's relatively new. I like him. Check him out. You know what I'm saying? Mm. So he is on, I don't know what his trajectory is though.
Neither do I, because the sound that he's doing, pro era ish.
Very.
You know, which, you know, at a time was popular and they had this whole thing going and then it kind of went away. You know, I think Griselda Mayor came in and some other things, sounds and stuff came in and kind of pushed it out. And he's kind of keeping that alive. And I think that style and sound of music will always be alive. I think it is like the core of what hip hop is when it was established right in the 90s.
So you feel this is boom bappish?
No, but I think it's it gives you those feelings though. Like you don't, like it does have a boom bap feel to it. Mm-hmm. But if you think hip hop, when I think of hip hop, as a hip hop head, this is in their lane.
I got you. It's not boom bap, but when you think of hip hop today, this is
it would fit right in that pocket, that genre of sound and music. It'll easily be on the underground hip hop side.
See, you know what you saying that, and we were talking about producers pulling something out of him. You know, another producer, as you were talking, that came across my mind, Static Selecta. Like that's perfect for him. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, as he continues to elevate and he gets his producer name up as well. You know, the people that he's collaborating with, I can see it, Ken. I see the vision for him. I definitely think he can continue to grow and ascend, but we'll see the journey. I'm interested to see the journey in which that it takes him, wherever it takes him. But definitely Redville, man. Redville. You already know what it is, man. Another day, another review. Tomorrow's review is going to be very interesting. Definitely listen to see what Ken says, because I don't even know. And I've known this man for years. I don't know what he's going to say. But we out. Peace.
Peace.
Whether it's audiobooks or all-time greatest hits, long live listening to your favorites. Learn more about Kisqali Ribociclib 200 milligrams at KISQALI.com and talk to your doctor to see if Kisqali is right for you. Whether it's audiobooks or all-time greatest hits, long live listening to your favorites. Learn more about Kisqali Ribociclib 200 milligrams at KISQALI.com and talk to your doctor to see if Kisqali is right for you.